So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
What's going on, everyone? It's your boy Shakir Hussein here. I'm so excited to share this stuff with you. I just finished a mastermind with one of my mentors who's done over 100 million pounds, which is probably close to, 130 million US dollars. And he's built such a huge business. Anyway, after spending close to 5-6 days with him now, I wanted to share with you some insights that has come to light that's going to help you in your business, in your journey, when it comes to, you know, starting your business, when it comes to growing your business, when it comes to scaling your business. And so, you know, I'm going to give you a couple of insights that I have been learning, and I have been also relearning, so to speak. And, you know, the reason why I say relearning is because a lot of the times you probably know what to do, but then you don't do it. A lot of the times you know exactly the next five moves in your business to get you to your first six figures, or to your first $1 million, or even to your first $10 million. But you don't do it, okay? Or you don't do it fast enough. And so this podcast is just a reminder of some of the critical few that you should be focused on versus the trivial many that may take up your time, that may make you feel like you're being busy and productive, but in fact, you're not actually getting things done. You're not achieving your goals fast enough. And I know there's only 2 months left of the year, but like I always say, I've already started my 2020. I'm already going deeper with videos, with podcasts, with mentors, with mentorship. So, a few insights on what I have been relearning, and hopefully they can help you. So, first of all, first things first. Number one, hire a team. Hire, okay? Couple of rules for hiring. Hire slow, fire fast. I spend typically 1 to 3 months to discover, to filter out, to test out if someone is going to be a right fit for my team. If they're not, I'm very quick to fire. I'm actually in the process of testing three people right now, all at the same time, where they are being given similar or same tasks. I want to see who actually produces fast, and I can tell right now how all three of them are probably only one's going to make it. Okay, I hope I'm wrong, because I really think these guys have what it takes. But again, it doesn't matter what I feel, it doesn't matter what I think, it only matters what the data shows. And secondly, run your marketing based on data. You know, when you are trying to make your first chunk of money, your first six figures, or even your first seven figures, you know, a lot of the times marketers, entrepreneurs will be like, okay, you know, this feels good to me, or this is good, or this I think is going to work. And I want you to kind of skip that whole process of, oh yeah, I think this is going to work, because this is what every entrepreneur thinks, you and me included, to, hey, you know what? What does the data show? What's happening with that data? I'll give you an example. There's one funnel right now that we're driving traffic to, and I almost don't like running it, because I'm like, low ticket, I'm going to get cheap buyers, bunch of complainers. You know, because what happens is, when you start getting mass, when you start producing thousands of customers for any of your products, especially if it's like low ticket, I have like thousands of high ticket customers that have paid, you know, 3 grand, 10 grand, 20 grand and whatnot in that range. But when you have like a really low ticket product, like a $7 product or a book offer, every now and then you get a bunch of complainers, you know, and you get a bunch of wannabe entrepreneurs, they think they, you know, just because they spend $7 or $100 or whatever, they're entitled. And so I don't always like dealing with those customers. However, the data shows we should run them in our business, because from $7, we've had people literally go from $7 to buying $40,000 programs. I mean, like, just let that sink. Someone comes in for $7, and then within a week or 2 weeks, they're like, hey, we want more help. Okay, I like you. I like your stuff. I've been on the fence about buying from you. Now I start buying from you. Okay, cool. I'm in. Boom, 40 grand. So, like, I've seen it over and over again when it comes to online marketing. After doing this stuff for more than a decade, you must operate from data. Okay, keep that in mind. Third, paid traffic. Listen, if you guys, girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, if you are not investing in paid traffic, you are seriously missing out. Paid traffic is one of the most fastest ways for you to scale your business. Ask yourself, are you running Facebook ads? Are you running YouTube ads? Are you on LinkedIn? Are you doing LinkedIn ads? Whatever the case is, you need to be investing in paid traffic. Right now, we are doubling down. We are like tripling down. We're like going to quadruple down. Now, my goal is to, in the next 6 to 12 months, is to get back up to spending $1 million a month of my own money on traffic, on advertising. And so this is very crucial. If you are not integrating paid traffic, go and start spending 20, 30, 50 bucks a day on Facebook ads. Go and start spending money to make more money. The fastest money you ever, and I'm not meaning to sound very get rich quicky type, but the truth of the matter is, you get rich and wealthy from having your own business, from running campaigns and promotions, from helping your customers. And the fastest, smartest, most efficient way to do that is paid traffic. Now, that being said, I do want to share with you a client that just bought one of my products. Okay, he bought a $40,000 coaching program. And this is the craziest thing ever, because I heard of this strategy. But you know what? Sometimes you know what to do, but you don't do it. So I heard of this strategy of literally finding your top 10 to 20 people in your marketplace and going in and leaving comments on their Instagram profile, on their Instagram posts, okay? And listen, I get this, you know, I have this conversation, this consultation. I enroll the client. He's a doctor from somewhere in America. I can't remember where. And, you know, after he buys, he tells me that he had read my post on an Instagram profile. And I'm thinking to myself, what? Like, this is how you came across me? And it's like, I've never come across you anywhere before. I just read your post on someone else's profile, and I wanted to check you out. And then, you know, through your Instagram stories, you built rapport with me. And then, boom, before you know it, like, he's bought. And yesterday, when I was at the mastermind, okay, this is a really cool insight I'm going to share with you. The mentor that I have, he also said the same thing, except he took it one step further. And what? Because I usually go and post something like, oh, I really enjoy this post, XYZ. But I really do it for my own sake. I didn't think of, oh, yeah, this is the way to get clients. Here's what my mentor said. He said, you go in and you find a post and you write something a little bit controversial, something that can spark other people's emotions. You know, if someone is saying, oh, yeah, hustle is the way, hustle your face off 24/7. And then you come in and you're like, hey, dude, I appreciate your work, but the science and the reality is that hustle does not produce the biggest bang. Hustle does not produce, the best results, and scientifically proven. Like, if you sleep less, your brain does not function actually properly. And people think, oh, yeah, you know, if I sleep less, which I used to think that for many, many years, you know, if I work more instead of working smarter and creatively, I'll get more done. But that's just not how it works. So imagine you go and post something like that. Now what you'll have is, because you are the one person that's disagreeing, it sparks emotion. And human beings, you know, at the end of the day, they're not logical creatures. We're not logical creatures, we're emotional creatures. And so you will trigger off emotions, and guess what? You'll be able to get more followers. And those followers, you can turn them into customers. And before, people would always say, you know what, followers, you can't take them to the bank. That's, in this day and age, you can take them to the bank, because I just proved it. You know what I mean? And this is not the first time someone has bought an expensive coaching program. I've had a couple more, but I just never took it seriously until just the last few days. And it's really been ticking on my head. Okay, you know what? I could spend, say, 20 minutes in a day, go to my top 10 people that I like that has all my dream customers. And this is something that I recommend that you do. Ask yourself, who are the people in your marketplace that have your best customers? Write it down. Okay, if you're in fitness, who are the top 10 people? If you're in marketing, who are the top 20 people? You know, I sell funnels. Guess who else will sells funnels? Well, a funnel software is Russell Brunson. So obviously, he has all of my best customers. Grant Cardone, he has lots of buyers. Gary V, he doesn't have as many marketing buyers as I would like, or as I, you know, he doesn't really have my target market. But people like Ty Lopez, Grant Cardone, Rob Moore in the UK, Andrew Reynolds, you know, who, basically people that have already proven to buy. And this is a big, big millionaire secret that I'm going to share with you, okay? You know, I always talk about turning cold traffic into high-ticket buyers. I always keep that in mind, but something I keep even closer to my heart and to my mind all the time is this one thing. Who's the easiest person to sell to? Is it a cold person, or is it someone that's already bought your products and services? And that's the person you want to go after. Okay, especially if you haven't made your first $1 million, the easiest, fastest way to make your $1 million, absolutely, hands down, is to go where your buyers are already hanging out. Is to go where someone else has done the hard work and you could just piggyback off of them. Okay, now this might sound to you like, what do you mean, Shaq? I don't have to. No, listen, I'm telling you the secret right now. I'm sitting in the garage of my gym. Okay, I need to get to my gym class, but I'm telling you this secret. I always do this. Okay, I make a list of who's got my perfect buyers, who's already spent money, who's already got money, who's already ready and buying right now. And then boom, I go and figure out how to go and find those people, add value to them, and then I go find out, okay, here's how to make money. Here's how to provide value. Here's how to solve the problem. And then I get paid. Okay. When you can start thinking like that on that level, where instead of saying, oh yeah, how do I get customers? You say, who has my customers? Let me just go there. Who's already spending money? Let me go and get some of their money. Because see, and I learned this back in the network marketing days, you know, a decade ago, the easiest person to sell a network marketing program to is the one that's already in it. Why? Because if you go to an average person on the street and you're like, hey, you know, I got this make money system, here's how you're going to get rich, they're going to be like, is this a pyramid scam? How, you're the one making money. No, it's just like, it's really stupid to go after that audience, especially when you're starting out. Okay, I never did that. During my time, and even now, okay, I've built over 10 different $1 million businesses. Not a single time did I want to start. Actually, I did start from scratch when I did live events. I'd say about 70 to 80% of the time, I always find someone who's got all of my best buyers. I mean, you can start, you know, it's just a mindset shift, and I really hope you get it. Ask yourself this, who has my best buyers? The next thing I'm going to say is, you know, get over your fears. And I'm talking to myself here as well. And this is very important that you identify what your fears are. And then you ask yourself, okay, what would be the exact opposite? And this is a little mental hack that I use. When I feel like this is a fear, oh, this is what's going to happen, I ask myself in a different tonality, stupid person put that thought in my head? That's not me. And then I say, release. And I think to myself, okay. I take a deep breath and I think to myself, okay. Out. Gone. And then I'm like, okay, let me focus. Let me get back on. Let me do whatever it takes. That's how you start building the entrepreneurial qualities that will help you become successful. Do the hard things, my friend. Do the hard things. Going to the gym. I don't want to go to the gym. It's 7 a.m. right now. 6, whatever it is. It's like 7 a.m. I don't want to go to the gym. But I'm here in the gym. I don't want to wake up early. I slept probably at 1 a.m. But I woke up early. Are you with me? Do the hard things. Do the hard things long enough and you're going to succeed. My last insight, which was a good reminder, which was just test everything. Test everything. Doesn't mean that you're going to spread your focus, but just test. Test as fast as you can. Right now, we are doubling down on our YouTube traffic, our Facebook traffic, our Google display traffic, and we're making all three of them work together. On the side, we have Instagram posting, Instagram ads. Then we have LinkedIn outreach every single day. Then we have email marketing, not just broadcast email, but going back to people that have joined our list for years and years ago. You know, we've got like just 200,000 people in ClickFunnels. We've got like more than 500,000 subscribers in total. And what we're doing is we're sending out emails every single day, 100, 200 emails a day. I got one person doing that. And we are getting back high quality inbound leads. So figure out, ask yourself, what else could you be doing? Listen, I hope you appreciate this. I hope you learned something today. If not, go and listen to this again, because I promise you this one was filled with gems. Millionaire insights after meeting my 100 million pound mentor. I will catch up with you tomorrow. Bye for now. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.